Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Nez Hashem, we begin Tehillim Life Lesson, Shin number 36, Mizmor Yutes. Before we begin our regular approach of asking what is the historical time period that David HaMelech wrote this chapter, what is the lesson, what is the theme, I want to first begin with a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is approximately a year ago that we started this share, Tehillim Life Lessons, which Baruch Hashem, I thank all of you, all the listeners around the world, for listening, for contributing, to reaching out to me, and a tefillah for many more years to come, to have the Siyata Deshmaya, to clarify, to explain, to understand, and to grow together with the Tehillim of David HaMelech. Next, I want to share with you a Maisa of Ashkacha Pratis. We were holding last by Mizmor Yudches, Chai, number 18, chapter 18. And it's around 52 psukim. There's a lot more to see in Mizmor Yudches. I wasn't sure, should we continue with Mizmor Yudches, or should we continue, go on to the next chapter, Mizmor Yudches? So I got my answer from Maral. Maral didn't directly tell me anything, but I recently started a Maral Shir, Mitzoy Shabbos, and as I was preparing the Maral Shir, I saw something remarkable. The Maral, of all the different topics he could have brought down to discuss his theme, whatever he's talking about, that's the Maral Shir, he brings David HaMelech, who discusses in Perik Yud Tes an answer to the difficulty the Maral was dealing with. And I said to myself, this is for me a simon neshamayim that we should pick up and continue and go to Mizmor Yud Tes. So that's why we started Mizmor Yud Tes. So we're going to ask some questions like we always do. What is the theme? What is the historical time period? And what is the lesson that we're supposed to take out for Mizmor Yutes? But before we answer those questions, I want to share with you some facts, some ideas about Mizmor Yutes. And one of the reasons, by the way, which we call it a Mizmor, you see the Mefarshim, the Svarim, they don't call it Perek. Chapter is not doing the proper justice for Tehillim. Even though we say chapter to help people understand what we're talking about. Mizmor is like from the word psuki de zimra, not just songs, verses of songs, but mizmor means, as we said in the past, to be zoymer. Zoymer zmira means to prune. Just like you take a tree and you prune the tree, you cut back some of the branches. Mizmor is to prune. We're taking away the klipas rois, these koiches hara, these things that we don't see with our eyes. We're pushing them aside, and we're getting a clear path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so our tefillah should be oilu l'shamayim, our tefillah should go up to Hashem. That's what we call it Mizmor. So here in Mizmor Yutes, in this parak is added to the psuki de Zimra of Shabbos. Namatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, this capital, this chapter, is the first of the prakim of the additional chapters of Psukei Dezimra and Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, in Pasuk Tes of this perek, of this mizmor, we have Mitzvos Hashem Baro Meiras Einayim. The Mitzvos of Hashem are Baro, are clear, they are Meiras Einayim. They lighten up the eyes. This is the source for the minhag that many people have to take the wine, the Havdalah wine, and put it, whether it's by their eyes or put it in their pockets, some people put it behind their ears, different minhagim. In fact, not only do I have the minhag to do that, to put a little of the wine by my eyes in the pockets, but we also say the words, Mitzvos Hashem Bara Meiras Einayim. We say that as well. That's the minhag that I have for my father. The next point is that we have six phrases from Pasuk, six psukim from Pasuk Ches, Toyos Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh. Six psukim, the next six psukim correspond to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and the five words in each of these phrases of the Pasuk, Toyos Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh, those are five. Eidus Hashem Nemona Machimas Pesi, another five, correspond to the Chamisha Chumshei Toyra. So we have a reference to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and a reference to the Chamisha Chumshei Toyra. Let's begin with a question, and the question is, what is the way to come to love Hashem and to fear Hashem? And I ask you this question. If someone asks you, and I am now, how does a person come to love Hashem? How does a person come to fear Hashem? And I asked the question at the first day of his Medrash, and I got a few different beautiful answers. One person said, Limud Torah, which is correct. Another person said, Tefillah, which is also correct. Another person said, not just Limud Torah, not just Tefillah, but being misbeinein, contemplate, realize what you're saying and doing, which is also correct. I want to share with you with the Rambam in the Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. Perek Beis says as follows. The Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to love Him and to fear Him. And in Halacha Beis, the Rambam asked the question, V'heich hi haderech l'ahavosoi v'yerosoi. The Rambam wants to know what, he's asking your question, what is the way to come to love Hashem and what is the way to come to fear Hashem? What do you do? What do you plug into the GPS? And the Rambam answers that when a person contemplates and focuses on the Bria, on the creation, on the wondrous, beautiful creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'sho'a she'yizbainein ha'odom, B'maisav u'bruav ha'nifloim ha'gdoilim, when a person will focus, yizbainein, bina, contemplate, on the beautiful creation, Maisav Abruv Nahaniflaim, the wondrous creation of Hashem. And the person will delve into study of these topics, and he'll see that there's an endless amount of wisdom. This Chachma Veloikates. Miyad Hu Oyhev. This will bring a person to come to love Hashem, umishabeach, and to praise Hashem, umefire, and to glorify Hashem, umisave taive gedoyla leida Hashem hagodol. It'll create a burning desire to want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings a pasuk from David HaMelech, samanashi lelakim lekelchoy. I'm yearning, I'm thirsty. My soul is thirsty, the Kel Choy, for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam continues and says that when a person contemplates and thinks along these lines, and when he sees the clouds, and he sees the stars, and the moon, and he doesn't look at the sun for too long, but he sees the power of the sun. The person walks backwards, via fachid, and he trembles. He realizes what a small, tiny, insignificant, to some degree, creation he is in regards to the massive world that is out there. Of course, no one is insignificant, but a person sees he's a tiny, tiny little speck. Just a few nights ago, my son asked me to help him. I offered to help him with some science homework. Usually my wife does the science homework. I do the other homework sometimes. So I sat down. And I actually was very interested because he was doing homework about the planets. And he just wanted the answers to the questions so he could finish his homework and move on. I was actually looking at the planets and the size of Jupiter and Saturn. And you see tiny little Earth compared to the massive, massive other planets. And it made me think of this Rambam, that a person
who thinks about this and understands it and studies it, he is near so lachoyrov yifacheid. He trembles because he realizes he's a bria ketana. He's a small little creation of Hashem. And there shouldn't be any room for gaiva, for any arrogance. But this is the answer to the question, says the Rambam, Heich hi haderech la'avosav yirosai. What is the pathway to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the pathway to come to fear Hashem? And to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, to appreciate what Hashem has given us, to see Him everywhere, and whether it's in the flowers, whether it's in the trees, whether it's in the birds, which now brings us to the Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav Vav. And the Pasuk says, Se'u moroim einechem. Lift up your eyes heavenward. Se'u moroim einechem. Ure'u, says the Navi, and see. Mi bara eile. Who created these? The Navi is telling us, pick up your head. Look at the stars. Look at the vastness. Look at how great they are. Look at the moon. Don't stare at the moon. We don't stare at the moon, but look at the moon. Uru'u, and see. Mi vara eila. Who created these? The Zohar HaKadosh says, if you take the word mi, and you take the word eila, and you put the two words together, you come to the word Elohim. And we answer the question. So'u maroim einechem, lift up your eyes, uru'u, and see mi vara eile, who created these, who created this beautiful world, the stars, the moon, the galaxies, everything out there. And the answer is mi eile Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. And the Shem Hashem of Elohim, the name of God of Elohim, is the name Hashem, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Hei. Simen Hei, by the way, is easy to remember because it's chapter 5, but it's Hei is Hashem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what is the kavana that a person should have when he says the word Elohim? Uvaskira Elohim yechavin shu takif bal hayecholus ubal hakoiches kulam. That Kosh Baruch Hu is the power of over every single creation in this world. And he is Mashkiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is governing and watching over everything in the Bria, over everything in the world. Now let's read this pasuk again. Says the Navi Yeshaya, Su'u Maroi Meinechem, lift up your eyes, Uru'u, and see, Mi Vara Eile. Who created these? You know who created these? Elohim, Mi and Eile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Mashkiach Aleinu, who is watching over us. Because Hashem loves us. And when we think about this, and when we see this, then we realize, Hashem loves us. Look how big this world is. Hashem is saying, I love you. Mi vara eile. It brings us to come to love Hashem as well. Now I want to bring the maral. The maral that I mentioned to you in the beginning of this year, that I saw, which encouraged me to go on to Perik Yutes, Mizmor Yutes. The Maharal asks a question. David HaMelech tells us that the theme of this Perik is Milus HaTorah, is the greatness of the Torah. That's what David HaMelech tells us, says the Maharal. The question on that is, I didn't read the words like we normally do for a reason, at the beginning of the Perek, because I was going to take away, I was going to give you the answer right away. How does the Perek begin? Look at Pasuk Beis. Hashemayim is sapin kevoid kel, o ma'asi yod ha-magid erkiya. Just like the Rambam said, the Shemayim, the heavens, they are misaprim, they speak about the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O ma'asi yod ha-magid erkiya. Yoyim le-yoyim abiyo oyim ev'layla le-layla yichav adas. Day and night, we will speak about Hashem's wisdom. The rays of the sun shine everywhere. The sun comes out like the strength of a chosun after his chuppah, that everyone's excited and happy. The rays of the sun can be found from one end of the world to the next end of the world. David HaMelech says, explains the Maral, that this capital, this chapter, is dealing with what? Milas HaTorah. But Maral asks a question, how could that be? Only from Pasuk Ches and on does it talk about the greatness of the Torah. It says, Torah is Hashem Timim Mishivas Nafesh, which Mitzvah Hashem will discuss about next year. In Pasuk Ches it talks about the Milas HaTorah. In Pasuk Tes, in Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, and so on. So how does the Maral say? This is the question Maral is asking with David HaMelech. How does David HaMelech say that the whole Perek is talking about Milas HaTorah? But it's not. The beginning is talking about the Bria, the creation of the world, which is what the Rambam said. This is how you come to love Hashem. That's a question which we have to address. The Maral answers the question as to how this whole entire parak refers to Milas HaTorah, the greatness of the Torah, even though the first seven psukim apparently seem to discuss the Bria, by explaining a famous Yesoid in Sifrei Maral. And that is that number seven corresponds to Teva, to nature. 7 days of the week. The 7 days of the week are representative of Teva, of nature. Comes number eight, Shmoina, is Lemaila min Teva. Just like we have in Mitzvah Shem in a couple of weeks, less than 2 weeks from now, we have the Yontav of Chanukah. Chanukah is 8 days, Lemaila, eight is Lemaila min Teva. The Yavanim, their focus was there's only something called nature. There's nothing supernatural, there's no Nisim, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in their mind, in their attitude, in their religion. That's the Yavanim. It's necessary, explains the Maral, to compare and contrast the first seven psukim are representative of the teva, of the nature, which is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to show that the Torah is Al HaKol, that the Torah is above everything. And that's why even the first seven psukim, which discuss the Shemayim, Misapim, Kivayit Kel, that the heavens are talking about the greatness of Hashem, even that is a reference to the Milas HaTorah, because you want to show the Milas HaTorah. In Kain, Bechidei Laharoi, says the words of the Maral, Es Milas HaTorah, in order to show the greatness of the Torah, Yesh Tzorich Lahakdim La Shiva Psukim. You first need these seven psukim, Bichdei Sha'atayrah Tutsa B'Pasuk Shmini, that the Torah Sashen Temima should be in Pasuk Shmini. And this comes to show and represent that every aspect of this perek is a reference to the Milas HaTorah, the greatness of the Torah. I'd like to share with you a gro on this perek. Before I do that, I want to explain one of the reasons for the minog that men, when they wear tefillin, they kiss their tefillin, shal yad, and the tefillin shal roish, by the brach of yoytzer or uvayri choyshech. After yishtabach, kaddish, baruchu, you start the bracha on the ma'oireis, the bracha on the luminaries, on the lights, on the sun, and the moon, on the sun, the power of the sun, yoytzer ha-ma'oireis, Hashem is the creator of the Moiris, of the light. Why do we kiss the tefillin? Yoitzer Ar, kiss the tefillin shal yad, uvayri choyshech, kiss the tefillin shal roish. Many men have such a meaning like this. So I saw a pshat, which ties in beautifully to our share tonight. The whole purpose of the tefillin is for Torah. Let me explain. The Rosh Meseches Seifrim says that the greatest mitzvah we have is the mitzvah of tefillin. Not Talmud Torah, but the Rosh says the greatest mitzvah is the mitzvah of tefillin. And of course, this should bother everyone, because we all know, and we say all the time, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. The Talmud Torah is the greatest positive mitzvah that we can do. I asked this question around 17 years ago to Rav Matisseo Salman Shlita, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, and he explained to me right there on the spot, what's the purpose of the Torah? Lema'an, says the Pasuk. Lema'an tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha. So the Torah of Hashem should be beficha, in your mouth. The purpose of the tefillin is to come to learn Torah. And therefore, when a person makes the bracha, Yotzer Ar Uvayri Choshech, he kisses the first tefillin shel yad, and then he kisses the tefillin shel rosh, to come to symbolize and emphasize this point of the fact that Imlay Brisi, if not for my bris, Chukos Shemayim Varis Loisamti, then the world would not exist. Every single aspect of this life needs energy to continue to exist. Whether it's the recording, the machine that I'm using right now to record the shiur, whether it's the lights in your house, in your car, everything, whether it's gas, electric, what gives fuel to the world? That's Talmud Torah. So we kiss the tefillin which are representative of Torah, when we make the bracha on the bria, on the light of the world, Yotzer Or, Uvayri Choshech, and the creator of the dark as well, to emphasize this point, that what gives the existence to the world is the Torah. That the Torah is Al Hakol, as the Maharal just told us. Before we get to the Gra, the Ma'amaloyes tells us, the Malbim says, the Rambam says, all places, everyone agrees, that there are two ways to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The covet of Hashem can be seen, you take a trip to the aquarium and you see the beautiful fish, the different colors. You take a trip to a botanical garden and you see the beautiful flowers. You take a trip to your refrigerator and you take out an orange, an apple. You look at your counter and you see the banana. How when it's green, it's telling you, I'm not ripe yet, don't eat me. But when it turns yellow, we take this for granted, but this is the sign, as Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would emphasize this decade after decade after decade. To look at the bria right here in front of us. But beyond the bria, over derech ha-toyra, says Me'am Loyes, Mevar shal yideh ha-toyra, efshel lahakir yoyser kovet Hashem, that through a person delving into the depths of the Torah, he is able to comprehend and come closer with the proper hisbayinus of the Torah even more than the person looking at the bria. Now I want to show you something in conclusion from the Vilna Gaon. Pasuk Beis says, Hashemayim Misaprim Kavod Kel. The Shemayim, the sky, speaks of the Kavod of Hashem. Ma'asa Yodov, in the actions of his handiwork, Magid Harakiya, will speak, the heavens will speak. The difference between Shemayim and Rakiya, which is not for now. The Gra, Talmidei Gra, they bring that in this Pasuk you have a reference to Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, and Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah. And that's what we're saying here, that when a person looks at the Bria, he can come to Hashem and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person delves into the Torah, he can even see Hashem even more. Explains the Talmidei Gra that Ha Shemayim, the Hey, is a reference to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Okay. Then he goes and discusses certain topics in Kabbalah, which is above my pay grade. But I want to share with you what he says next. He says, the words Kivoid Kel is a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh, the honor of Hashem. The Shemayim is Mesaprim Kivoid Kel. What does it mean, Kivoid Kel? Says the Gra, it's a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law. Because the gematria of Kavod Kel
is 63, corresponding to the 63 Mesechtas of Torah Shebaal Peh. This is Talmidei HaGro from the Rebbe the Gro. This is how the Shemayim speaks the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the Bria, you have over here the Kavod Kel, a reference to the Torah Shebichsav, Hey, Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and Kavod Kel is Gematria 63. In conclusion, we ask the question, Eze Derech, which is the pathway to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We said over the Rambam that when a person focuses on the Bria, on the Shemayim, Su Moram Neichem Ura'u Mi Vara Eile, Mi and Eile Elokim, a person realizes that he is a small part of this massive creation that Hashem created, but he has to realize he's an important part, important figure in this creation of the world. And as great as a person can come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria, the Torah, as the Maral says, is Pasuk Ches, Torah Hashem Temim, which Mr. Hashem will focus on more next week. Torah Hashem Temim is Lamailo, Ches is Lamailo, Miateva, as we said by Chanukah, is 8 days, because the Nis and the Neis is Lamailo Miateva, is above nature. I wish everyone a wonderful week. I wish you hatzlacha on your nanim, and looking forward to hearing from your feedback.